here, and we want to talk to you guys about the floods in Pakistan that have damaged almost a million homes and wiped out entire villages. The flooding in Pakistan is due to climate change. The melting glaciers and torrential rain have caused the death tolls to be in the thousands, with more than 33 million people displaced. One third of Pakistan is underwater. This is more than a national emergency. This is a humanitarian catastrophe. This is because the CO2 emissions produced by countries like the UK, the US, Russia, and France. Pakistan does not have the infrastructure to withstand this devastation. Even though Pakistan is one of the lowest producers of GHG at 1%, it is one of the top 5 worst affected by climate change. We here at Salaam Nurse are sending direct links to you guys to Islamic Relief so you can donate. Please donate generously.
Welcome to Salaam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go! Woo!
Our first. My first EDM festival. Yo, it's the Salaam Nerds. My name is Steve, aka Watson Keith. I'm here with my boy, Chad. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, Salaam Nerds. It's your boy Neves, aka Watch with Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka Jazzy Blaze.
That intro. Hold up. When did you make that?
I made that today.
That was super cute, man. And I love that you used Sajib's music there. And he's such a great guy.
I hope we don't get flagged from YouTube for using that song. But if we do, we have his permission.
We can appeal it. We have their permission. We have a video saying we have permission. So
we do, but I don't know who we have to submit it to. Like, who is the YouTube lawyer? Is it She-Hulk? Is she?
We can appeal it and give our proof for it. It's fine. If it was She-Hulk, we'd be in trouble.
Well, guys, welcome to our She-Hulk episode. And today we have a very special guest, someone who I've been friends with for a while on TikTok. She is eternally obsessed with Marvel. Welcome, Rid.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on here. I'm so excited to be on this podcast. I've been listening to you guys as well and love hearing all your thoughts on everything that you guys talk about, specifically Ms. Marvel. I'm super excited to be here. My username is Marvel with Rid on all social media platforms. And like Nate said, I'm eternally obsessed with Marvel, movies, anything in media that interests me, I talk about it. So thank you so much for having me on here to discuss She-Hulk. I'm really excited.
Welcome. We're excited to have you. This is going to be a lot of fun because there's so much to talk about. But before we talk about She-Hulk, let's just talk about some general Marvel news. We have general Marvel news to drop because D23 is this week and today is Disney Day. So there's a lot of cool stuff happening today. Thor Love and Thunder drops, which is super awesome. So for those of you that have not seen it, go check it out. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Return of the Jedi is here today. So I loved Obi-Wan and I want to see the making of it. Also the making of Hulk. Making of Thor. That's on there too. What else is on there, Jazz? Do you remember anything else?
I don't remember anything from Disney Day, but I do want to mention the drops that we got about the seven new AAA top tier actors that Marvel has signed.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we have John Boyega, right?
Whoa, that's dope.
Yeah, from Star Wars. Like, I'm sure you remember him. Henry Cavill, of all people.
I've been hearing rumors about him for a minute.
Yeah, so he's coming. Jodie Comer, is that how you say her last name? I don't know how to say last name. But yeah, she's rumored to play... she was one of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. So I can't wait for D23 so we can put all these rumors to bed, right? We got all these Fantastic Four rumors and I'm just sick of it. Just give us the names already. I am over it.
We got some other good names too. We got Daisy Edgar Jones.
Mm-hmm.
John Krasinski is officially signed on, so it's not just a cameo.
What? So do you think it's going to be?
Oh, fantastic? For sure. Because we also have Giancarlo Esposito. He played Gus from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we've been hearing about him for a minute, and I think a lot of it was Charles Xavier. I think Charles Xavier was what he wanted to play, so we'll see.
And the man, the myth, the legend himself, Denzel Washington, is now Marvel.
Yo, I do not know who Denzel Washington's going to play.
He might be a bad guy, so it's going to be interesting.
I don't know, but that's going to be incredible. To have Denzel, like someone at the caliber of Denzel on the show, I don't know, man. What do you think Denzel would, because I kind of feel like he might be in the Internals, because like who else is of his caliber there, right? Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, like there's a lot of people of his caliber in the Eternals, so you never know. What do you think, Rid? This is right up your avenue. What do you think?
I mean, I think you're right. Like, he definitely could be in Eternals. I mean, we know that there are other groups of Eternals out there, and if there's a sequel, I'm sure that sequel will be introducing us to the other groups of Eternals, and he could play like one of the Eternals that are considered to be like fathers in the comics, so like one of the big ones. So whether that be Thanos' dad or Kronos, I think if he's in Eternals, he's going to play one of the bigger ones.
That's crazy. I want to see Denzel play like a Training Day version of an Eternals. Like, if you don't smoke this, we're going to have a problem. Oh, man. So I'm excited about that. To a thing, Andor trailer, I think, has dropped on Disney Plus. So that's cool. And Pinocchio dropped on Disney Plus. So that's also awesome.
Like the live action Pinocchio?
Yeah, I think the live action Pinocchio dropped.
Oh, neat. I don't know. I forgot about that. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, if unless I'm lying, which in case my nose will grow. Get it?
Yeah, we're brown. We don't need our nose to be any bigger than they are because we have Eurocentric beauty standards.
Oh, snap. All right.
Blame the British for that one and their monarch who just passed away.
Oh. Jazz.
Too soon?
Too soon, Jazz. Well, let's save that for our House of the Dragon episode, because that has monarchy and stuff in it. All right. So let's jump into She-Hulk, man. Let's start off with the nickname that I gave you. Jazzy
Jazz Blaze.
Yeah. So Donnie Blaze, the magician, shows up, and he's doing all these magic tricks, which is a nod to Johnny Blaze, who is Ghost Rider. What do you guys think about that cheap little bit of a cameo knockoff right there?
I mean, it's a hint, is it not?
You think so? I think
it's a hint. Ghost Rider is going to make a cameo somewhere too. Ah, Skeeb's here. Yay. What up, Skeeb? How you doing?
Oh, snap. You got people in the comments. What up? Yes. So I am very excited to see Ghost Rider, but I don't think Ghost Rider fits it, man. I don't think he fits the tone of She-Hulk. Doesn't
it won't be in She-Hulk. It'll be in a different show. I think it's definitely just a hint. It's not meant to be like the full like cake right now. It's just like he's a little bit frosting.
Okay, I gotcha. Rid, what do you think?
I mean, She-Hulk is very famous for hinting at small things, like we got the Wolverine hint, so not surprised that, you know, they would also do a trick with Ghost Rider, and I know I'm not too familiar with Ghost Rider's character, but I know I've just read a lot about him, so it just makes perfect sense for them to pull a cheap trick like that with Donnie Blaze and eventually hinting towards Ghost Rider, so...
I'm really curious how they would do that, because Ghost Rider has already been shown in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So if Ghost Rider Johnny Blaze shows up, then we can automatically assume that in the 616, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not canon, which is still possible. We don't know. I know there's a lot of diehard people who love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I'm one of them, but I do not believe it is canon, and I know a lot of people are clinging to that. But you know what, man? Technically, everything is canon nowadays, right? What do you think, Jazz?
Well, yeah, because like it's a multiverse, anything can happen, right?
Right.
Like we got John Krasinski and as a Elastic Man, and now he's like actually gonna be that. So, or Mr. Fantastic, my bad. I got my stretchy guys mixed up. Yeah, Mr. Fantastic, and so like he was officially confirmed like today as signing on for something longer, and so anything can happen. I totally believe that. Yeah. If not as Ghost Rider, then Death Rider, because they were brothers in the comics. So, I can see that happening too. Yeah,
I can see that too. But I would love to see Robbie Reyes. But if we get Johnny Blaze first, that means it's going to be a little while before we get Robbie Reyes, which is this is kind of tough because, like, I know a lot of Latinos, they love them some Robbie Reyes. So, you know, he'll be coming, but it's going to be a little bit longer than we think. So we'll see, man. We'll see what happens. I'm pretty excited about that. Let's talk about what's next. Yo, I want to talk about Madeline with two N's and why, but not where you think. I love her. I swear to God, she's so funny. She reminds me of Jason Mendoza from The Good Place. I don't know if you guys ever seen that show, but that's the same energy she has. They're both from Florida. They're both like these zany party people. And I just love her chemistry with Wong. What do you think, Rid?
So to me, her character reminded me so much of like Sorority Girl, but if they're nice and like just fun. And that's like, that's what the energy her character was giving. I feel like in college, she's definitely in a sorority. I absolutely loved her. I'm shipping her and Wong all the way through. Like, I want to see them. I want to see them date. So I absolutely loved her energy. I think it's exactly what fits the show as well. Like, this is the perfect place to introduce a character like her. And I just hope moving forward, we get to see more of her. And she's just like a fun character to have.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's a great point because, like, I do kind of ship them. And, like, opposites attract, man. Opposites do attract. And I feel like they have a good energy. And it's so funny. Like, when, you know, they're just like, first of all, she spoiled The Sopranos for him, which I would be so mad. Like, honestly, like, I don't date people who spoil shows for me. I can't. That's
bro, hold up. In her defense, it is 2022. When did The Sopranos end?
All right, fair.
Yeah, I don't care if Wong's from Kamertage. He has all the time in the world. He's sort of supreme. He can, like, bend some space times to watch more TV, right? He should have known this by now, all right? Sopranos ended, what, like, 2 decades ago or something like that?
That is true. Rid, would you use the time stone to watch The Sopranos if you could?
I gotta look up what The Sopranos is.
I have no idea what the show is about, but
it
looks fun, so...
It's not fun.
Sopranos ended 15 years ago. It's been over a decade.
Listen, I'm from Jersey. To us, that show is still going on in our hearts. I love Sopranos, man. Like, I'm from Jersey. That's our people.
It's a great show. It's a great show. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you know, 15 years, my guy.
It is 15 years. Yo, so does that mean Wong has HBO Max?
I think that... makes HBO Max canon in the MCU, which is really interesting because is it HBO Max or is it Discovery? Who knows?
This is going to confirm my theory that, you know, they may end up selling.
Whoa, that is true. So Rid, Jazz had this theory back when the whole Discovery and Warner Brothers stuff was happening. He thinks that they are doing some kind of shady stuff to sell off WB, and somebody might buy it. And if Disney buys it,
if not all of WB, definitely parts of it, like DC or the HBO Max platform itself.
Yeah, I mean, they're already selling CW, so yeah, makes sense. Yeah, okay, so maybe your theory holds up a little bit, man. So
I know, just more and more, like, here little hints here and there, like, it tracks.
But also, I love that what's his name? Wong watches This Is Us because I love This Is Us. This Is Us is so good. Do any of you guys watch that?
Nope.
Wow. I'm the biggest chick here, man, because I love that show. Like, it's so good. I watch that and I cry. I cry every week. That show is so good. I'm sitting there like Wong. You know how Wong was sitting there with his pillow like this, just watching it? Like, that's me. And I like, you know how those People magazine used to have those things with, like, oh, they're just like us? That's how I felt watching Wong do that.
That was me with Vampire Diaries and, like, the originals and, like, back in the day when I had more time to watch TV. Now I just, you know, wing it and react to you live.
Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, listen. I put up this thing on Twitter. So let's go to my Twitter feed right now. I wrote, guys, what superhero would you binge watch a TV show with? And what TV show? So before we go on to it, I want to ask Rid, give her the first shot. Rid, put you on the spot right now. If you can't answer, we'll go back to you. But who would you want to watch a TV show with and what show?
I got you. And then pulling directly from MCU comics, but Kamala Khan and Avatar The Last Airbender. That's my choice. Because I'm so pretty good. Sure it happens in the Champions comics, right?
That's so good. You're right. Oh, love it. Love it. Who do you think would be Kamala's favorite in Avatar The Last Airbender?
I think her favorite would probably be either Toph or Katara. Okay.
Yeah, it has to be Toph. There's no way it wouldn't be Toph.
Yo, I love Toph. Toph is one of the best OG characters. You know what I love about Toph? If Toph came out right now, people would call her woke. People would be like, why can't a blind person beat up Aang, who's like the biggest, Avatar and everything? They would come up with all these theories and headcanons why Toph being the stronger, metal bender and all that stuff is being woke. And like, that's how crazy the world has gotten these days. What do you think, Ted?
That's straight up tracks.
Yeah, bro.
Oh my God. I actually remember, it was Dante Bosco who did this interview, right?
Love him.
And from Korra, Bolin was supposed to be the original Toph. They're gonna put his character in the original, but then they changed it to a blind girl at the very last second. Mm. And then just by sheer luck with the screening audience, everyone loved her. So that's how they got that to stick. But otherwise, it would have been somebody totally different.
Yo, look at Keeve's answer. What a He said, I would binge watch the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with the late Prince T'Challa. Yo, solid pick. That might be my favorite pick so far.
That is so good.
I think Prince T'Challa would love the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, 100%. It's or even Coming to America.
Coming to America would be good, but that's a movie. So, but still, all right, Jazz, what is your pick before we move on to the tweets?
Okay, so I actually haven't thought about this, but if I had to pick any superhero in the world that I love, I would love to pick Martian Manhunter, and I would love to watch just anything like Scrubs, maybe, right? Random shit for him to understand human emotions. That would be great.
That's solid.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. That's just me making up on the spot. But you know what? I stand by it. I love Martian Manhunter and I love Scrubs. So there.
Solid Scrub. For me, I think one of my favorite show I would watch would be... I would watch... Oh my God. It's out of my head. I just had it. I tweeted it. You know what? Let me go to my tweet. Oh, yeah.
Steve, you're here. Let's watch One Piece with Martian Manhunter.
You know what I would watch? I would watch House MD with Doctor Strange. I think that would be fun to watch.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I do. I want to watch that.
Doctor Strange is an actual surgeon. He'll be oh, this is wrong. Oh, this can't happen. Oh, this guy's insane. This guy should be fired. Should have his...
But I do feel like he has the same vibe as Dr. House kind of.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
And he did play Sherlock, who Dr. House is based on. Get it? House Holmes. House Holmes. Come on.
Yeah. Fine. All right. Okay, I can see that being cool. If Strange isn't so serious and he knows he's having fun, I can totally see that now.
Yeah, I mean, Wong is super serious all the time, and he was watching, This Is Us. So who sees? All right, let's go to the tweets. Someone says, Carlos, he says, I want to watch Fringe with Peter 3. Which one's Peter 3? Peter
3. Fringe would be amazing.
Solid pick. Thomas Carter Rochester says he would watch The Boys with Captain America, which is solid. I don't think that is halal enough for Captain America to watch.
Right.
Oh, and he says he would watch Lost with Hope Van Dyne. I would want Ant-Man to watch Lost so that he can start calling Hope Freckles the way she was called that in Lost. I think that'd be a solid pick. Stranger Things with Yelena. I think Yelena would like Stranger Things. I think she would be into that. How I Met Your Mother with Jennifer Walters. Yeah. Her dating life and How I Met Your Mother, that adds up.
With all that misogyny in that show. Okay, all right.
All right. Someone says, I want to watch New Girl with She-Hulk. That is a great one. That was by Smash Trivia John. Solid pick. Tam Bombadil says she would watch Buffy with Kamala Khan. Ooh, and she would do it in the fall, wearing onesies, big floppy slippers, and drinking gingerbread chai. That is,
I respect awesome. That. That is, I respect vibe. That. Throwing some golgappe or you know. This...
She said she would. They said that she said they would eat halal guys from Jersey City.
All right, you know what? I'm done. Never. You almost had me. Almost had me there.
Oh man. What's the name? Jadera Fella. She says definitely want to watch Friends with Ant-Man. Solid pick. Solid pick.
No, because Paul Rudd wasn't Friends at the very end in the last season.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize that. You're right. He
That's
wasn't
a
friends.
Good pick.
That's a good pick. Jad Differ Walters. Jada from Walters. Yeah. James Gurr says watch Loki with Loki. I think that's cheap. You can't watch Loki with Loki. No, I think that one does not fly. You can't
Fun
do that.
Fun fact, when you said that, when I played Among Us, my name was Loki. Loki?
Yes, it was.
So chaotic.
Yeah. Oh, this one is good. Latino Pedro Pascal enthusiast says, Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Ant-Man Scott Lang and Jake Peralta would be the best
Oh,
friend.
That is so good.
That's solid. That tricks.
Yep. Good yeah, call. Yeah.
And then last but finally, we have Charlie Pierce. He says, what we do in the shadows with Blade.
That's a good pick. That's appropriate. I can see that working out really well.
Yeah. All right, though. Thank you, everybody, for your tweets, man. The tweet of the weeks and stuff. Where we should do this more often. This is fun reading out people's tweets.
Yeah, you know what? We should like just leave it like a couple days before we do one of these episodes and let people really answer them. That'll be good.
Yeah, I should have done it the day before because we got a few. But you know what? It's fine because I feel like
we're learning.
Yeah, it's a learning curve.
Mm-hmm. We're getting better each and every single day. It'll be great.
Hey, what a way.
Hey.
Okay, so one thing that She-Hulk does every week that I love is break the fourth wall. And this one, it was really funny. She was like, oh, you guys look happy. You must have seen Wong. That's like Twitter armor for the week. Reid, what do you think of that?
I love that. Like, to me, the fourth wall breaks, just the entire show, the best part, it's just so self-aware. And it knows the right time to say the right things. And like, that was just exactly it, because Twitter will go crazy over Wong, and that Wong updates account must be so happy with that entire episode.
Wait, what is this Wong update account? Tell us a little about that.
It's like the account on Twitter. You know how there's like the Doctor Strange updates, Eternal updates. So there's like one for Wong.
No way.
I remember, I think the Wong updates account may have actually gotten noticed by the She-Hulk official account, but it's just like a fun account talking about Wong and like Wong supremacy. It's super cool.
Love us some Wong. Jazz, what do you think about that?
This whole show is just so much fun. Like every little gag they're doing to piss off trolls online, I'm like, oh, this is what I needed. Like we deal with so much hatred, so much bullshit. Like even on our podcast and channels, right? Like Everyone's always commenting the lamest shit.
Yeah.
And then I see this and I'm like, oh, we got to do this strategy. This is fun. I love what they're doing.
I love this show. It's really funny, but I do feel like some of the criticisms are valid because like we don't know where the story is going. There is no story at the moment. Like there's no bad guy and there's nothing really happening. So I think like,
what if?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But I feel like the show needs to start like the first four episodes. Yo, we're into it. We love it. We're hilarious. But now we need to know what the story is. But I think they're hinting at it. Reid, what do you think?
So I have an opposing point to offer. I actually like the fact that it's kind of its own mini episodes, only because I feel like putting in a larger story, it's just like such an MCU thing to do. And I feel like I personally like lawyer shows or ones I've seen where it's just like, here's another court trial. And I think the reason why I like it is because we're seeing a lot of the civilian perspective on the superheroes.
Right.
And when you start adding in that overarching story, it's going to kind of take away from that. And I feel like that's something the MCU has really needed for a while, is just the civilians interacting with the superheroes. So I know they're going to give us an overarching story. I do agree with you. They should have done it earlier if they wanted to have one. But I personally wish that this didn't have one. I wish that it was just a solo series, because you can still develop Jen Walters as a character through it. That's just my take.
I like that. Like either have it or don't have it, right? And now what they're doing is they're just stretching it out. But in their defense, I do think there is a little bit of the story being told. Like we saw the Wrecking Crew. cops, and we know they're out for her blood. Also, one of the guys that goes on a date with her was asking about, is her skin penetrable with vibranium? And I think he is a little sus. I think he might be one of the people from the Wrecking Crew. What do you think, Rit?
He could be. I personally, like, I didn't think any of them had bad intentions. I just thought they were all douchebags with how they were treating her. but as far as the theory goes, I think that's a great one. And I do agree with you. They've been, like, dropping small little hints, like, with the Wrecking Crew and everything. So I'm excited to see how it develops further down.
All right, Jazz, what do you think about, speaking of dating, what do you think about Jen's dating life?
Well, my guy, as guys in our 30s who with this dating pool, girls have told me about these guys quite a bit, and, you know, it's real.
Yeah.
And, like, the way that dude loses interest in her at, you know, when she wakes up as a normal human, I'm like, oh, please don't, but, you know, that's...
Bro, first of all, why would you lose interest? Like, that's getting two hotties in one. Like, what's your problem?
I know, right?
That's the most unbelievable part of the whole show. Like, I can believe goblins coming out of the fire, but I cannot believe that, like, you know, someone would turn down two versions of this hottie.
That tracks. I don't know what this guy's thinking, man. Like, he's a doctor and, like, he's cute, but, like, whatever. I don't. This was just a really weird thing. Like, I did not like that.
Yeah, Rid, don't look forward to dating in your 30s, Rid. Just enjoy your youth while you
please,
can.
Please just do not get to that point, okay? Like,
just enjoy your college life. Just enjoy whatever you're doing right now, because the future is not bright.
You guys are scaring me. I'm turning 20 this year, and I was already scared, and now I'm more scared. But it.
Oh my god, 20 years like a child.
20s are the best time of your life. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, you do you.
You find a guy, you know, or girl, whatever. Just, you know, do your thing. Like, do not get to your 30s. It sucks here.
Yeah.
I will keep that in mind
for sure.
Thank you for the insight.
Glad to help.
Let's talk about the law part, man. Let's talk about that cease and desist order with the magician. Do you think she would have won if they didn't, you know, agree to the cease or desist in the in that goblin issue or the goblin scene? You think they would have won the case,
man? Even if it wasn't the goblin scene, if any other supernatural shit happened and the judge was like, "Wait a second. It is your livelihood, but you are actually putting people at risk here." Like, she definitely would have won at that point. Like,
I mean,
it doesn't matter. Like, it was goblins. It could have been anything. Like, it could have even been, like, you know, Doctor Strange bringing that serpent-y, you know, octopus thing out again. And just, he had no idea what he was doing, but, you know, superheroes had to come and save the day. And then I think after that, that would give precedence to other judges to be like, okay, wait, if there is something magical issue happening, let the, you know, Jennifer Walters and them trying to figure this out.
I like how they keep, like, bringing people in using the portal. Like, freaking Madeline just, like, shows up and she's, like, so drunk. Oh man, her energy is so funny. And who did you think she made the deal with the devil, Jazz? Like, she made a deal with a goat for her blood. Mephisto.
This one I cannot say because I actually know the answer.
What? Oh, never mind. Yep, we don't want to spoil anything. But
I know. I get spoilers all the time from my friends in Hollywood. I cannot say this one.
Okay, fine, fair. But I love me some Madeline with two N's and a Y, but in the wrong spot.
thing I will say, though, man, like, I truly love this show for what it is. I know I didn't get to talk about the whole overarching story and all that, but you know what? Let me just take a point of privilege here and say something. It's good that the show doesn't have this overarching thing. Like, I actually agree with Red on this one. The reason why is because not everything in the MCU has to lead up to the big bad, right? You don't always need one direct storyline, right? You could have storylines coming off the side that are tangents, and they're just cool to be there. Like, this show is just refreshing. It takes away from the seriousness of what's to come with, especially Kang the Conqueror or Loki. Like, those are some serious shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
This, it's only going to get worse from here.
So I agree with you guys for the most part, right? But I also feel like that applies more to shows that have like 20 episodes, right? Because then you can just like, you can do it as slow if you want, because you know there's coming, there's so many episodes. So you don't have to worry about like, are they going to have an incomplete story? Are they going to rush the story? Because you know, you can make it as slow as you want. This only has 9 episodes and we're like at 4. We're almost halfway there. Shout out Bon Jovi. We're like halfway there, right? And I feel Jersey like, people. Yeah, the Jersey in me always comes out. But like now they got 5 episodes to like kind of do this at all or not do it, right? And you know they're going to do it. They're going to do something with the leader. They're going to do something with the blood. And I feel like, you know, either start it up now or don't do it at all. And like that's why like the 9 episode is the only reason where people are like, okay, what's happening, right? So we'll see. And also now we got like Tatiana coming back, which I love her. I wanted to see more of her because she was like in there for like 2 seconds and she's all over the promos. I'm like, what's going on here? Rid, what do you think?
No, so I agree with like both of your points. I think it kind of goes back to what you said, Neeps, earlier. Either it's you do it or you don't do it. And yeah. I mean, Marvel shows have kind of always had this like flaw in them where there's too little episodes and you don't get enough time to develop everything. And it looks like it's kind of the same thing with She-Hulk, unfortunately. So I would just say I wish they never had an overarching story, but I'm going to be faithful and hope that they're able to either wrap it up quickly or we'll see how episode 9 goes.
Bring the reality TV side of the superheroes here. I love this.
Yes.
This is straight up reality TV. It's perfect for our podcast. Like,
yo, for real. And you know what it is? I love that Ant-Man has a podcast. And I feel like they should actually show that. And I think that'd be really, really cool. But like, here's what people need to know about Marvel. And this is not a full thought, so it might sound really weird. We got to stop thinking of like Marvel as this like one genre studio, right? Like, like Disney is a company and you think all they do is make these like cute cartoons, right? But Disney owns so many other, you know, entities. And we got to think of Marvel the same way, right? Marvel's going to have some shows that are serious. It's going to have some shows that are very comic booky. It's going to have some shows that are not, you know, serious. And they're like kind of like She-Hulk. They're going to have like some nice wholesome family content like Ms. Marvel. We got to think of it like Marvel is his own studio and they're trying to be their own streaming service and having every kind of genre, right? If you think of Marvel that way, then like it's fine. It could be whatever it wants. Whereas like everyone's like, oh, Marvel needs to be this, needs to be this. It really doesn't. It could be
Marvel superhero only.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be superhero only. It's just like, you know, people living in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We could have a Marvel reality show one day, yes, like a mockumentary, right?
Oh, I totally see that happening. That'd be great for us.
That'd be amazing. And I really see, like, it's just like there's so much stuff they could do in this universe. And I love that we now see people in this universe and they're just silly. And like, there's crazy stuff happening. Rid, you want to say something?
I was just going to say, I don't know if this will be possible, but I'd love to see a reality dating show or something where like a civilian gets to go on like a date with a superhero. I want to see that. I don't know why, but I feel like that'd be interesting. And I like agree with all your points too. So I'm just going to leave
what
it at that.
What was that show back in like the late 2000s or maybe mid 2000s where celebrities would go to prom with like average people?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably like an MTV show, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like that, right? Like, I want to see that here. Like,
no,
take a superhero to prom or something.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a Jerry Springer Mari episode with this. Like, are you the daddy? Like, imagine a superhero thing with you the daddy and the baby is like basically has powers. And then one of the superheroes has to be like on the show and like he gets the result and be like, you are the father. Like, could you imagine that? That'd be so funny. Oh, Rick, what do you think? Oh man, I would love that. Jazz, would you be into that,
bro? Let me gather my thought real quick, okay? Because
like, I just blew all your minds right now.
Could you imagine like the thing from Fantastic Four, right? It's like you see a baby that looks just like it. Mari's like, you're not the father. I'll lose my shit if something like that happens.
Right? The baby's like super orange.
It's not the father.
Oh, man. All right. This episode is getting away from us, so we should wrap it up. But before we go, Rid, thank you so much for being here. One more time, let people know where they can follow you, where they can find you.
Yeah. No, thank you so much for having me to discuss She-Hulk episode 4. I had a great time. You guys can just find me at Marvel with Rid. I'm on TikTok, on all the platforms pretty much. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. Great time.
Thank you so much for being here. And we'll definitely bring you back on when some more Eternal news comes on there, because we know you love the Eternals. And me and Rid are always fighting in the comments for our lives because we defend Eternals to the death. We don't care.
I love Eternals. Have they addressed the hand coming out of Earth yet or no?
Yeah, it was in She-Hulk. Oh, okay, never mind. I thought you were being serious. listen, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And please stay tuned for our next episode, which will be the House of the Dragon. And remember, guys, don't forget to donate to the Relief Fund for Pakistan. There are links in my bio. They're in the Salam Nerds info. They are in Watch with Neebs on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere. Jazz also has some information on that. He has a list of charities that are very reputable, that have sustainability and tons of other stuff. And please donate where you can. Please donate generously. Anything else, Chad?
No, I'm good, my guy.
And that's all we have for today's episode. Until next time, guys. Salam, nerds.
Peace.